Any dogs? Good dogs?
Jet won last night, yep. Angle Park. You're
Chad,
away.
Chad Wingard, how's he going to look
tomorrow? Yeah, he's fine. He'll play.
Yep. Obviously, didn't do much. But yeah,
no one did much, though. No, he's playing. You know what I'm like. I tell you, if he was to be sore tomorrow or he doesn't quite get through a warm-up, right, that would be the only reason he won't play. He'll be playing.
Just a bit of tightness in the hamstring?
If you watch it, when he actually came off the ground, he went back on and still went at full speed, went in the contest the right way and still got through. So it's just more an awareness. He's had some issues through the off season and, you know, it's just another one of those little bits, but it's nothing that stops him.
What do you need to see from him this week?
Just a comfortable mind from himself, I think, that he's okay. You know, and, you know, we wouldn't take a risk. That'd be foolish, but it doesn't mean we're risk-free with any player that goes out there tomorrow. You've got to take some gamble, but he's comfortable. He run well yesterday, run at high speed yesterday, so there's no problems.
And Marshall and Pollock, light duties too, but
they're okay. Yeah, everyone's fine. As I said, the team will be as we're picked.
Beautiful. How nice for you to go in with a team that's the same as last week?
Yeah, it's always good. It's, you know, because you're in, obviously we're in some good form going into the game, so it's good that the boys get the opportunity and the responsibility to do it again.
You're not without options in the twos at the moment, are you? So, I mean, there's a lot of those 22 you put out there.
Yeah, we've had both teams have performed pretty strongly over the last couple of weeks, so that's a great position to be in. It always is. Your healthy list is good for any club.
Tommy Rockliffe, I suppose mentally, does he think it's a bigger game for him this week?
It's probably hard for me to answer, but look, Rock would be pretty keen to do well, there's no doubt about that, as would Brisbane to make sure he doesn't do well. So, yeah, there'll be a little bit, I would imagine, this is only me, so I'd imagine that Tommy would be a little bit anxious about tomorrow and how he wants to go about things. But importantly for him, he just needs to come and play his role.
He's had a high bar set for himself in the past for the casual fans. He gets 40 touches every week up at Brisbane, and he hasn't had that so far for Port Adelaide, playing a bit of a different role. What do you say to, the people on the outside that say he's, been a bit flat so far?
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's what I've said plenty of times. We respect opinions, but they are just that. They're just opinions. Tom's playing a role for us that we're really comfortable with yet, and we know that there's an enormous amount of growth still to come from his own role, but also from the team.
Do you think he's going to be more of a permanent forward, or can you envisage him playing more in the midfield and getting more of the touches?
No, I still expect he'll play a lot of midfield. That's where he's been playing, and that's what we expect him to play, but game to game, you're just not quite sure. We thought Charlie was probably going to stay in the forward line all last week, and he ends up in the ruck for a long period. So, game to game, we'll make the changes that we need to.
Ken, Lindsay Thomas, 6 goals on the sample last week, obviously you extended squad for this game. How close is he to maybe, playing AFL?
Well, I think you just mentioned before, we've got a really healthy squad underneath, and there's a number of players who are in really good positions, and all our emergencies that we named this week, every one of them could quite easily come in and play, and then there'd be probably another 3 or 4 underneath that. Lindsay is doing what he should be doing at the level and giving himself every opportunity, but like a few boys, he's waiting for an opportunity.
The ruck, obviously, Charlie Kingston, second half last week was enormous against Sydney. What's your plan for tomorrow? Obviously, you started with Westhoff. Are you being reluctant to use Dixon the ruck too much? He hasn't rucked too much in the past, plus, obviously, the body scenario, I guess you don't want to burn him out early in the season.
Yeah, look, we're not just Charlie, but Westy the same, but we're in a position right now that it's a little bit out of our hands. Now, our younger rucks underneath are not quite ready to go just yet. You know, they may be in a week or in 2 weeks, but we're making do with some makeshift stuff at the moment, but we're really comfortable with the quality of those players. It's still pretty good. Westhoff's 199, Dixon's 200, Dougal Howard the same, about the same height. So we've got some options, but Andrew, it's a little bit going to be game to game again. You know, what's going on, how's it happening, and where we need it.
Is that something you can, hold on to for the next 4 or 5 weeks until Paddy comes back?
Well, we're going to, at the moment, that's our choice. We have to go that way, and that's what we're picking with. So we're comfortable enough to say yes to that today, but that doesn't mean we probably prefer that to be. More often than not, I would like to think we could put a ruckman out there that could take that role, but as I said, at the moment we're waiting and helping Billy build his game. Billy Frampton and Sam Hayes and Pete Laddams, they're our ruck options underneath, so we're helping and hoping that they're building their games, and if they get an opportunity, that will be great.
So is it more conditions based or opponent based as to, as you said last week, in the press after the game, through Charlie, it's not going to take too many clunks when it's a bit greasy.
Yeah.
Is that how it works from the judging.
Yeah, and performance and form for individuals. It just really depends on, you know, if we're getting it done, if Westy or Dougal are getting it done at the start, and we don't need Chart to change it, we wouldn't obviously want to change that. So it is just based on what the game's doing. It's a game scenario situation that we're in, and we've got some challenges with what we've currently got available.
Brisbane have probably been a bit unlucky to be 0-2. They showed some good signs against Kilda round one and really came back and fought hard against Melbourne. Is it a bit of a tough challenge tomorrow?
Yeah, well, you can see that not just in the first two games of this year, but we've seen their growth at the end of last year, didn't we? We've seen their club improve, and, you know, Fags has done a great job with that young team, and, you know, they're going to come down here tomorrow and give us everything they've got, and we've got to be able to stand up. The important part for me is that we have to come out and perform and look the same as we have in the first two rounds, regardless of who we play and where we play it at. You know, we're lucky this week it's back at home, and last week it was away. Well, you know, there's a way that we should look, and that's what we're looking for again tomorrow.
Has a 6-day turnaround been a challenge? Obviously, very physically grueling game against the Swans up there on Sunday.
I hope not, but you know, normally not for us. It's normally okay. 6 days is enough time for our players usually to recover, but, you know, there's obviously some lag sometimes, and it's the start of the season. Both our games have been in hot conditions, and we've got another hot game, you know, coming up again tomorrow, and, you know, 30-odd degrees, it's going to make it, you know, at some point, that does weigh up a little bit.
Are you worried there might be a little bit of a mental letdown? I know good teams get up every week, but you had a huge win against Sydney. A game you're playing at home where you're hot favourite, most people expect you to win. Is there a little bit of the subconscious that you've had to tap in during the week to make sure this was strong?
No, I don't think so, Andrew, but it would be poor by us if that was in any way comes out. So, you know, an important part for us as a team is that we know we're still trying to build our game, and we're still trying to build our opportunity in this competition that's so tight. This is a great opportunity for us tomorrow to make sure we perform at our best.
You're really confident that you don't have to tap into that subconscious. Is that something that your group's got better at over your time?
Yeah, well, I think I spoke at the end of last week's game. The maturity and the leadership of our more senior players is evident to me. You know, I've seen that, and I can witness that at training. I can see that in games in the first two games of the season. So I'm looking forward to that challenge again for them throughout the rest of the season, not just tomorrow's game.
Can the just a couple of injury things? Jimmy Thomas just a minor shoulder injury.
Yeah, he missed this week. Chance for next week, I'd imagine, and you know, going forward should be okay.
And Jasper Pillar, chance he might be ready to play some level next week.
Yep, very good chance. Trained yesterday, so we're really hopeful that, you know, we were nearly a chance this week with Jasper. We're really hopeful that if he continues the path he's been on for the next 5 or 6 days, that he should be able to be available to be picked next week.
One final, Ken, what do you make the reports of some players being injected with a substance? It's a sodium substance that sort of helps
like
knee injuries and other injuries like that?
Yeah, I suppose from my point, I haven't seen too much, so I'm not going to say much about it, but I think what we've seen in the AFL's just most recent past is that there's been some areas that we've been concerned about. All I would say is, as a club in Port Adelaide and every club in the AFL, we follow the protocols now that we need to, and we do the right things, and that's what we should do. Player health and safety is most important.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Thank you. Just allow that.